All right, sit right there and get comfortable. I'm going to say a few things that you wish you could, but you know you can't. Leave it to the professionals. It's all good. It's the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America for Wednesday, September 18, 2019. Good to have you right where you are. Here are things you need to know right now. Number three, longtime political commentator Cokie Roberts has died at the age of 75. Roberts, among the first women to hold high-level positions in network-level TV, ABC, NPR along the way, dying of breast cancer. Number two, a Georgia man found himself under attack by three would-be robbers. They opened fire. He shot back. They're all dead. And he's not been arrested. Why? Stand your ground. Oh, and what weapon did he use? An AR-15. Remember how they tell you can't use that to defend yourself? We'll talk about it. And number one, on Capitol Hill, yet another spectacle as the Democrats desperately try to resurrect some sort of case against Donald Trump for obstruction or anything they can find, even though the Mueller report found nothing. Let's remember this important line from the Mueller report, shall we? I'll just take it out of the file here. The investigation did not establish that the Trump campaign coordinated with the Russian government in its election interference activities. That was buried deeply in the Mueller report on page two. Page two. That's how deeply that was buried. Again, the investigation did not establish that the Trump campaign coordinated with the Russian government in its election interference activities. But the Democrats, they're desperate. They need something to sell to their base. They need something to sell to middle America. The economy's going well. Can't sell that. The southern border's being secured. Can't really sell that. We've called Trump a white supremacist. That didn't really go anywhere. We've tried all sorts of things. That's not working. So let's go back to Russia. Let's stay with this, says Gerald Nadler. Fat Jerry wants to stay with us, and so it is. Jerry, knock yourself out. So this time they called back for the fourth time to Capitol Hill. Corey Lewandowski, the man that was Trump's campaign manager for about a year, up until the time he earned the nomination. And then, of course, he went away. He went away, and Kellyanne Conway came in. But Corey Lewandowski has been on Capitol Hill four times. He was interviewed by the special counsel for 16 hours in addition to all of that. But the House Judiciary Committee demands he comes back. And all it was a circus. It was everything that's wrong with American politics. Grandstanding by the Democrats. Grandstanding by the Republicans who are arguing about the grandstanding of the Democrats. Finger-pointing and nonsense. But the beauty of it was this time, the real beauty of it, was that Corey Lewandowski was having a good time. He wasn't taking much of it seriously at all. All the blathering and bumping of gums and nonsense and, you know, the gnashing of teeth and the squeezing of hands. He didn't really care. Let me give you some examples. First, here's part of Corey's opening statement to the committee. This happened yesterday, and it really was good fun. We should have more popcorn. Just sit down. It's pure entertainment. It's pure theater. There's nothing of substance in any of it that I can find, but here it is. Bite number three, Corey Lewandowski lighting him up with his opening statement. Bite three, go.
This country has spent over 3 years and $40 million taxpayer dollars on these investigations, and it's now clear that the investigation was populated by many Trump haters who had their own agenda to take down a duly elected president of the United States. As for actual collusion or conspiracy, there was none. What there has been, however, is harassment of this president from the day he won the election. We as a nation would be better served if elected officials like yourself concentrated your efforts to combat the true crises facing our country, as opposed to going down rabbit holes like this hearing. Instead of focusing on petty and personal politics, the committee focused on solving the challenges of this generation. Imagine how many people we could help or how many lives we could save. As I stated earlier, I have voluntarily appeared in front of Congress on three separate occasions and spoken to members of the special counsel's office for multiple hours. I will continue to be forthright and cooperative, and I will be as sincere in my answers as this committee is in its questions.
Which was, well, you'll see in a second here. By the way, the latest polling that I can find on impeachment doesn't bode well for the Democrats, especially for Democrats in close congressional districts like my own. The majority of Americans oppose removing the president through impeachment, according to a recent poll by Monmouth. Let's see. Monmouth finds that 59% of Americans, you and I, oppose impeachment of the president. 59%. Less than 10% believe he could even possibly be removed by the Senate. But 59% oppose impeachment altogether. Only 35% support impeachment. And this poll's now about a month old. It's the most recent thing I could find. The fact of the matter is America is over the whole Russia deal, and they're ready to move on. But Eric Swalwell of California, the congressman that ran for president for 15 minutes, who thinks he's a big deal. I mean, he really likes looking in the mirror, I think. But Eric Swalwell of California, he decided to take on Corey Lewandowski yesterday. This is part of the fun. Bite number four with Eric Swalwell. Eric Swalwell, number four. Go.
I'm happy to have you read it, Congressman.
Well, why don't you want to read it, Mr. Lewandowski?
I think you should afford me the same privilege you afforded Director Mueller.
Would you like to read it?
No, you're welcome to read it.
Are you ashamed of the words that you wrote down?
President Swalwell, I'm very happy of what I've written, but you're welcome to read it if you'd like.
Are you ashamed to read it out loud?
I'm not ashamed of anything in my life, Congressman. Are you?
Then why don't you read the words?
Congressman, I've asked and answered your question.
Why won't you read the words aloud?
I've asked and answered your question, Congressman. If you'd like to read the words, you're welcome to.
Well, you were ashamed to read them out loud, and you didn't deliver those words to the person the president asked you to.
You know, President Swalwell. I just think that's how Corey just mocks him. I find that cute and entertaining to myself. I do. Even the cheerleaders were upset over at MSNBC and CNN. They were beside themselves. The Democrats acting like fools. And what did you expect exactly? Let's go to bite number six. NBC, the cheerleaders bewildered, trying to figure out what do we do next, because they've been carrying the water for these idiots for a long time now. Let's see. Bite number six. It is bite six. Go.
At the end of the day, Democrats are going to have to leave this hearing and say, what did we accomplish today? And did it bring us closer to X? They don't know what X is.
Yeah.
They don't know what they're doing. And they, at the end of this hearing, I suspect, because I've been texting with members and I was just up there, that they feel like Trump has changed the rules so much that he's impervious to all of this. He's not afraid of impeachment. He's not afraid of legal action because the Justice Department's going to back him up.
Yeah.
So they're just kind of
hapless,
coasting along and doing their thing. And Democrats are, by the way, according to Democrats, not according to me, playing into that. And that's what, and Pelosi has not moved a centimeter. She still does not want to impeach the president. And even more so, Jerry Nadler went on New York radio yesterday, I believe, and said, I want to impeach, and we have the information we need to impeach. Nancy Pelosi has said the exact opposite of both of those things. I mean, I've covered Congress for 10 years.
It hurts a little bit when those that carry your water are laughing at you openly on the news. They don't know what X is. They don't know what they're doing. Well, gee, we figured that out a while ago, now didn't we? You and I sorted through that quite some time ago, now didn't we? Yeah, the Democrats lost, and their handmaidens, well, they're a little upset. All right, so straight ahead, a couple of Bidenisms for you, and a new video from the Trump campaign pointing out maybe some of the shortcomings from Joe Biden, the current frontrunner. I got brand new polling for you as well. Joe Biden's still in the lead. Who's in second? You might be surprised. Back after this.
DTE wants to help your business build Michigan's future. Whether your business is large, small, or in between, a DTE expert will help you find ways to improve energy efficiency and add incentives through our many programs. Programs that can help you save money. Money you can use to create jobs and invest in the future. You see, DTE wants you to be successful. Because when your business thrives, Michigan does too. DTE. At DTE, our business is making sure you have reliable, affordable natural gas to keep your business running. So we constantly upgrade and monitor our system 24/7, 365. We also buy natural gas in the summer when prices are low and store it for winter. Because at DTE, part of our business is to keep your business costs affordable all year long. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. called Maurer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Maurer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, really changed my life. I've lost weight and kept it off, and I feel great. Now it's even easier to make My Pure Health Solutions work for you, anywhere, anytime, from the comfort of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom program for you, not artificial shakes and bars, but real food, so you can keep the weight off. I'm telling you, this works. Jared and the team will evaluate your body, create a one-of-a-kind blueprint for you to get healthy, and you never have to leave home. Go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it now.